100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I've got all of my maladies in check except for one. Well, of course, I'm still losing weight, but finally getting under 215. So, lost 33 to go. Same as it ever was. As for my face, the tooth is annoying. Dentist on Monday. They were out all week last week. Been on a diet of Tylenol and prayers. I will get through this shit. I'm a little pissed off. I just want this fucking tooth out. I'm tired of this shit. So anyway, and it's your sinuses. Well, if the sinuses are triggering the tooth, get the fucking tooth out. And there's nothing for it to trigger. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic to this thing. You send in the topics, etc. We go for it. Fun ensues. And yeah, also, this is the second one of these I've done with the new system. I ripped out the dust filter because, okay, I had a Leon Lee case before. There were screws on such. Well, the Leon Lee, you could pull off the front. You could fold down the sides. You could fold out the glass case. Get full access. Easy. This thing, you've got to unscrew both the glass panels with four. They're not difficult screws, but the bottom is an air intake. The front is an air intake where they pull it through the radiator. And then blow out through the top and back, and the front of the case, you have to unscrew after unscrewing the glass panels. So getting to that dust filter is a pain. So I ripped out that dust filter and made my own dust filter that magnetically goes on the front and the bottom. And, I've got one of those air guns or whatever. Canned air will throw globs of Freon at whatever and end up shorting things out if you're unlucky. So yeah. And does it produce static electricity? Probably. They all do. So whatever. I just did some reorganizing of it. I may end up just pulling all the components out and putting it in my old case because I love that old case. So anyway. Around here, dust filters are important because they're really cat hair filters. Like that. Kenny's sitting next to me and Mist is walking around. So I should probably attend to them. Go ahead and listen to the stories. Enough of my rambling. I'll see you on the flip side.
Good morning. This is Richard. And this week I seem to have contracted the plague. Anyway, here's my story. It's called Extreme. My brother is a bit of a thrill seeker. He's into extreme sports. You know, the sort of thing. Hang gliding, base jumping, whitewater kayaking. Not so much sports as dicing with death. He says that it's the adrenaline and visceral sense of fear and imminent danger that drives him. I say it's his obvious insanity. Even so, I encourage him. It's good to have a hobby. And as long as he's only putting his own life at risk, that's fine by me. It's not that I don't like him. It's more a case that I fancy his wife. I'm off. Until next time, if I survive. Goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Every Day is a School Day. Can anyone give me a definition or put the word into a sentence? Asked teacher Rachel, pointing at the word visceral on the board. A hand raised immediately. I bought a visceral jumper at the weekend, Polly said proudly. That blue one is acrylic, replied her friend. Nah, it's never made of nails. The rest of the class were concentrating on their phones, so missed the exchange. Rachel had felt for a while she needed to find a new job. It was very definitely not a visceral feeling. She got her own phone out and registered with a recruitment agency. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 987, with a prompt of visceral. So here's my story. Bilbert's mother, her superpower being incredible efficiency, asked, "Have you spoken with Sabrina?" He felt a conflict deep inside himself. How could he not lie to his mother and also be true to Sabrina? He couldn't. "Yes, she said she wants to be left alone." Calabasa perked up. "You know where she is?" Bilbert folded his arms. "Yes, but I'm not going to tell you where." "Bilbert," his mother said firmly, "they have a placement for Sabrina, and she can't stay here." "Why not?" Bilbert snapped back. "We have plenty of room." "Here I am," Sabrina said from the hallway. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Shoes of the Fisherman. Timmy kicked a chunk of broken marble. There was a lot of broken marble. Small fires burnt throughout Rome. In the shadow of a doorway, a man was going through the motions of mass to no one particular. Timmy thought this could be the most visceral moment of his long trip in the city. That, of course, was indeed a sad play on words, because the man in the doorway was Pope Visceral.
And there
the
you
fifth.
Have it, a bunch of stories
and
on the topic of
like
visceral, which I did
in
not bother
Green's
mentioning
novel
in the opening because I'm just so wrapped up in my own
the nagging reflex of his faith.
I
more motion than connection.
Once
and
this
that's
damn
it for this
truth
week.
Is out, I'm
Goodnight,
sure
America,
that it's going to trigger something else. But I'm getting that much closer to just feeling like, yeah. I mean, I'd been feeling good for a few months and then boom. And I'm just sick of this crap.
This is
anyway,
Serendipity. And
one
here's
day
my
until
story
the day I die.
For this week.
Com. Thank you to everyone who sent in your stories. If you're running a little late, go ahead and send
people think I get a visceral pleasure out of writing about gore, violence, and the more unpleasant topics. And perhaps I do, but I really don't think that's a bad thing. It's just stories, after all, right? Well, yes, and there's no harm in that. However, you should always bear in mind that we write about the things we know. And I do have to undertake an awful lot of research to ensure my stories are authentic. I'll be honest with you. Writing about this stuff is a lot of fun. But the real pleasure happens before I start writing.
But whatever. It's a PMI. There are no DVDs. Next topic is a pick two. Empty, churrasco, fiendishly difficult. Click, give it all.
Take a trip.
So
with me.
Go to the website
to planet
for instructions. And
Z.
Thank you for once again putting up with my rambles and as
two
always,
men with shields over their eyes, strapped to chairs and swords, strapped to their hands, face to face, slashing each other's faces without a flinch. Hoping their wounds scar over to show their bravery and honor. Those who fear the blade have surgeons give them scars, agreeing with others to lie about a duel to cover their fear and shame. If the scar is not prominent enough, they pull at the wound to deepen it. but not through the cheek to the teeth. That is too grim a look, even for the most monstrous of the Dark Army's officers.